Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 30th. 2 Kings chapters 17 and 18 speak of the last straws. Over and over again, the author of Kings attributed the wholesale of destruction as self-inflicted. Hosea, one of the prophets of this time, likened the travails of Israel to the lot of his serially unfaithful wife, Gomer. Gomer's headlong pursuit of her other lovers was seriously bad, degraded, pointless, and stupid. Why? Because Gomer slash Israel abandoned the only one that truly loved her and had any power for good at all. The lovers and gods she ran after only abused and mistreated Israel or Gomer and left her dying. What was left of her after all she or Israel did was parceled out to a few places of servitude in foreign lands. Let me use an illustration from physics. Heat always travels to the cooler object. It's part of the second law of thermodynamics. Idols are made of wood, stone, metals, paper, in other words, cold, inert things. When someone worships them, the heat of their life is sucked into the cold. This is a one-way process. Nothing returns. The idol is still lifeless and inert. It cannot help the worshiper. Idolatry is punishment in and of itself. It sucks the life out of the idolater. That is what happened to Israel. We're all aware of the fact that anything that we serve with our energy, our time, our resources, our hopes and dreams that is not God is an idol. Money, possessions, philosophies, ancestors, spirits, entertainments, fill in the blank. It sucks the life out of us. There is only one who returns far more to us than we could ever give him in worship. So seek him alone today. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll be back tomorrow.